ovdje. Ja te molim da nas ispuniš svojim svetim duhom, da nam, kao što Pavao kaže u poslanici Efežanima, da nam daš duha mudrosti i otkrivenja, da te potpuno upoznamo, da nam daš prosvjetljene oči našega srca, da uvidimo koliku nadu pruža tvoj poziv, koliko bogatstvo slave krije tvoja baština među svetima, koliko je u nama koji vjerujemo izvanredno velika tvoja snaga koja odgovara djelotvornosti silne tvoje moći, što si pokazao u Kristu uskrisujući ga od mrtvih i postavljajući ga sebi s desne strane na nebesima, iznad svakog poglavarstva, vlasti, sile, gospodstva. Ja te, Oče, molim za svaku osobu koja ovdje još nije primijenila krv, da je primijeni, kako bi znak mogao doći na tu osobu. Molim te isto tako, ti si rekao preko svog proroka da tumačiš svoju riječ tako što je ispuniš. Mi te sada molimo da nam protumačiš što to znači da ne živimo mi, nego da Krist živi u nama. Molim te isto tako da nam protumačiš što to znači ljubiti tebe svim srcem svojim, svom dušom svojom, svom snagom svojom, svim umom svojim. Ja te molim da blagosloviš brata Jonatana dok bude propovjedao i da ta riječ koju on bude propovjedao, da se tebi ne vrati prazna, nego da ispuni ono zbog čega je bila poslana. Molim te u ime Gospoda Isusa Krista. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tvoja je milost, tvoja nek život, tvoja je
Aleluja. K tebi, Bog, dvigam ruky, in k tebi, Bog, zajdakjem se, ker edini si, ki v mojem srcu živi. In služil bom le tebi, Bog, in ne drugim bogovom. Ti si moj edini vir, jedini vir življenja. Saj tvoje ime povdignjeno je nad vse. Tebi, Bog, dvigam roki in tebi, Bog, zdaj dajem se, ker edini si, ki v mojem srcu živi. In služil bom le tebi, Bog, in ne drugim bogom. Ti si moj edini vir, edini vir življenja. Saj tvoje ime povzdignjeno je nad vse. Amen. Ti si vreden, ti si vreden, ti si vreden, Gospod. Ti si vreden večne slave, slave časti in moči. Saj ti si ustvaril, stvaril, se naredil, saj ti upodobil si svet. Sebi veselje vse si ustvaril, vreden si vsega, Gospod. Maranata, 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 Gospod. Maranata, 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 Gospod. Saj roke dvigujem in gledam le tebe, pred tabo sem srečen vsak dan. Maranata, 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 Gospod. Alleluja, 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 Gospod. Alleluja, 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 Gospod. Ti daješ duha nam in večno življenje, v tebi je upanje moč. Aleluja, 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 Gospod. Amen.
Amen. Predivan, predivan, Isus postavljen. svagdan brani me od moći greha. Predivan je Isus koji sve pobedi.
Pevajmo dalje.
O srce, peva mi, peva od radosti. Isus me spasio, nesta žalosti.
Amen.
Krivice nestaše, a mir kao reka. S Isusom u srcu ostaće do veka.
Jer on idemo dalje.
Nekad rob, a sad sam slobodan i kaže Isuse mi život, ja sam sad prešen svaki grek prošlosti nije izbrisan.
Ajmo dalje.
Pred vama i da mogu prevoditi brata Uroša. Evo, možeš i moje bilješke koristiti.
Yeah, you can use also my notes.
malo je nezgodno doći propovijedati nakon brata Dela, brata Janka i brata Uroša.
It's a little bit uncomfortable to come to preach after brother Dale, brother Janko and brother Uroš.
Pogotovo kad ste mladi kao ja.
Especially when you are young as I am.
Jer propovjednici su kao oni automobili old-timeri.
Because preachers are the old-timers, the cars, old-timers.
Što su stariji, to su bolji.
The older they are, better they are.
Čak je i prorok propovjedao najdublje propovjedi na kraju svoje službe.
Even the prophet had the best sermons at the end of his service.
Ministry. Kažu da automobil mora biti imat najmanje 30 godina, više od 30 godina da bude old-timer.
And it says that the old-timer, the car is registered as the old-timer car if it has at least 30 years.
Ako ima 30 i manje, onda je samo stara kanta, al tako.
So if it has only 30 years or less, it's just like, you know, the old piece of junk.
Ja imam 30, oni više.
I have 30 and they have more.
Da Dale me utješio.
But brother Dale give me confrontation.
Ja. Rekao je da izgledam kao da imam 40.
He says I look like I'm 40.
Ne ljutim se, brate.
I'm not angry at you.
Isusu su rekli sa 30 da ima 50.
When Jesus was 30, they said you look like 50.
A još se ne ljutim iz drugog razloga.
And also there's another reason I'm not angry.
Za Anči je rekao da izgledam mlađe.
He said that my wife looks younger.
Tako da ja da budem iskren, imam malo nervoze i treme.
So to be honest, I'm a little bit nervous.
Ali imam jednu stvar koja mi je stavljena na srce dok sam slušao propovijed prije kampa.
But I have one thing on my heart, the thing that I've got on my heart while I listened the sermon before this camp.
Nisam čuo nekoga da tako pristupi toj temi.
I haven't heard yet a person to approach a theme like that.
Ali prorok to često kaže u propovijedi.
But prophet said it's quite seldom in his sermons.
Tako da to je ono što me hrabri da je to prava tema za nas danas.
So that's what is actually encouraging me that this is the right theme for us today.
A možemo ustati, otvoriti Otkrivenje treće poglavlje.
I would like to ask you to stand up and we'll read from Revelation 3.
Prvi drugi stih i onda osmi stih.
Verse 1 and 2 and then verse 8.
Znači, Otkrivenje 3.1.
Revelation 3.1.
I anđelu crkve u Sardu napiši.
And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write.
Ovo govori onaj koji ima sedam duhova Božih i sedam zvijezda.
This thing saith he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars.
Znam tvoja djela.
I know thy works.
Da imaš ime, da si živ.
That thou hast name, that thou livest.
A mrtav si.
And art dead.
Budi ojačaj ono što je preostalo.
Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain.
Koje samo što nije umrlo.
That are ready to die.
Jer ne nađoh tvoja djela savršenim pred Bogom.
For I have not found thy works perfect before God.
Znači, ovo je bila poruka za sarsko crkveno doba.
So this was the message to the Sardis church age.
Jedan stih iz Filadelfije, osmi stih.
And now we'll read the eighth verse, which is actually from the message to Philadelphian church.
Kaže, znam tvoja djela.
I know thy works.
Evo, postavio sam pred tebe vrata otvorena.
Behold, I have set before thee an open door.
I nitko ih ne može zatvoriti.
And no man can shut it.
Jer malena je tvoja snaga.
For thou hast a little strength.
A očuvao si moju riječ i nisi zatajio moje ime.
And hast kept my word and hast not denied my name.
Ako primijetite dva puta u ove reformacijske poruke.
And if you take a look in both these reformational messages two times.
Kaže, znam tvoja djela.
It says, I know thy works.
Želimo govoriti danas. Zašto smo mi protiv naših djela?
And today we want to talk about why we are against our works.
Ili da stavim naslov.
Or I should put the title.
Zašto sam protiv reformacije danas?
Why I am against reformation today?
Reformacija je bila dobra nekad.
Reformation was good for the times past.
Ali ne za danas.
But not for today.
I možemo još pročitati iz Luke 22. poglavlje 31. i 32. stih.
We can also take from Luke 22 another text 31 and 32.
Ja. Znači Luka 22:31.
Luke 22 verse 31 and 32.
I reče Gospodin.
And the Lord said,
Šimune, Šimune, evo Sotona vas je zaiskao da vas može rešetati kao pšenicu.
Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat.
Ali ja sam molio za tebe da nema lakše tvoja vjera.
But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not.
Pa kad se obratiš, učvrsti svoju braću.
And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren.
Možda ne izgleda da su ova dva stiha povezana ovo čemu smo pričali.
Maybe these verses doesn't seem that they are connected to the verses we read before.
Ali trebat ćemo ih za ono o čemu ćemo pričati danas.
But we'll need them for the things we will speak about today.
Da se pomolimo.
Let's pray.
Dragi Gospode Isuse.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Svjestan sam, Gospode, da sam nedostojan i nesposoban da baratam tvojom riječju.
I'm aware that I am not worthy and I'm not able to take your word.
I da bez tvoje prisutnosti pomoći ovo neće uspjeti.
And that without your presence and help this will be a failure.
Ali Gospode, svi ovisimo o tebi u svojim životima.
But we are all depending on you in our lives.
I molimo da nam ti pomogneš.
And we pray that you help us.
Ti si obećao kad se skupimo zajedno.
You promised that when we gather together.
Čak ako nas je i dvoje i troje.
Even if we are only two or three.
Da si ti među nama.
That you are in our midst.
I ti držiš svoje obećanja.
And you keep your promises.
I ti si ovdje danas s nama.
And you are here with us today.
I ti ćeš učiniti, Gospode, sve ono ako se predamo.
And you will do all that if we surrender to you.
Što je potrebno.
To do everything that's needed.
Nama danas i u našim životima u buduće.
And with what's needed in our lives today and in the future.
Pomozi nam i govori nam.
Help us and speak to us.
U ime Isusa Krista.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Možete sjesti.
Amen. You can sit down.
Znači, ako razmišljamo malo, postoji jedan princip. Koji Sotona koristi.
So if you think a while, there's a principle that Satan is using.
Jer kad god dođe do promjene u načinu na koji Bog radi s ljudima.
Because whenever it comes to a change in the way the Lord is dealing with people.
On želi da nastavi, da crkva nastavi u starome.
He actually wants the church to continue the old way.
I tema ove propovjedi dolazi iz propovjedi vremenska prijelomnica, the junction of time.
And the theme for our sermon today comes from the sermon The Junction of Time.
I tu prorok, tu ćemo pročitati citat koji je okosnica ili srž onoga o čemu želim govoriti danas.
And we will actually read a quote from that sermon which is actually a core of our today's message.
Ali ako se samo sjetimo kad je završio zakon i počela milost.
But if you just remember when the law actually ended and mercy started.
Bio je problem vjernicima da prestanu sa starim.
Believers had the problem to actually end with the old.
I Bog je morao poslati apostola Pavla koji je bio prorok.
And Lord had to send apostle Paul who was actually a prophet.
Da ih uvjeri.
To persuade them.
Da prestanu sa žrtvama i sa obrezanjem.
To stop with sacrifices and circumcision.
To je bilo u redu za vrijeme koje je bilo prije.
So that was okay for the time before that.
Ali s time je trebalo prestati u proročkom dobu za vrijeme apostola Pavla.
But in the time, the prophetic time of apostle Paul, it had to be stopped.
I zato sam čitao iz prethodna dva doba.
So that's the reason why I read the text from the previous two ages.
Jer to je doba pomazanja čovjeka.
Because that was the period, the age of the anointing of man.
A mi sada živimo u pomazanju proroka, orla.
But we are now living in the time of anointing of an eagle.
Iako je onda Sotona pokušao tjerati ljude da nastave sa starim.
And if in the times, old times, Satan tried to, you know, persuade people to go on with the old.
Zašto to ne bi pokušao i sad?
Why wouldn't he try to do it again?
I zapravo prorok kaže da on to radi.
So that's why the prophet said, you know, he's doing that.
I da se sad pitamo, pa što mi to radimo iz reformacije, što smo to nastavili?
And if we ask ourselves now, what would be the things that we are still doing, you know, things that are pertaining to Reformation age?
Teško bi se sjetili čega.
We would probably have a hard time to remember something.
Ali to je ono do čega želim doći.
But that's the thing to which we want to come today.
U Sardskom crkvenom dobu,
in the Sardis church age,
kaže prorok, želio bih da mogu reći da je Sardsko crkveno doba bilo obnova, a ne reformacija.
The prophet says, I would like to say that this was actually not a reformation, but it was a restoration.
Ali kaže, ne mogu reći to.
But he says, I cannot say that.
Kaže, riječ ga ne naziva obnovom.
Because the word doesn't say it was a restoration.
Ali ga zasigurno naziva reformacija.
But for sure it calls it a reformation.
I obnova i reformacija su vrlo različite stvari.
And reformation and restoration are two very different things.
Možda ponekad nam se čini da je to prilično slično.
Sometimes we might think that it is quite close.
I možda na prvi pogled izgleda slično.
And sometimes it really looks like it's quite similar.
Ali to je jako različito.
But it's way different.
I želimo naći tu razliku danas.
And today we want to find that difference.
Yeah. Kaže da je bila obnova, to bi bilo još jedno doba 50.
He says, if it would be a restoration, then we would have another time of Pentecost.
Kaže, ali nije bilo.
But he says, no, it wasn't like
kaže,
that.
Najbolje što je mogao reći, bilo je.
He says, the best way we could say,
ojačaj ono što je ostalo, što samo što nije umalo.
He says, you know, like strengthen the things that's left and almost died.
Kaže, prorok, nešto je nedostajalo.
And so the prophet says there was something that was missing.
I to je ono što su oni imali na 50-tici, a nisu imali u reformaciji.
And that's the thing that the people, the believers at the Pentecost had, but those in the Reformation didn't have.
Znači, najbolje što je moguće bilo reći za reformaciju, Bog je rekao.
So the best thing that God could say about Reformation, he said,
da njihova djela nisu savršena.
That their works are not perfect.
I da ono što je ostalo je skoro mrtvo.
And that the things that were left, that remained, were almost dead.
I ako mi nastavimo sa reformacijom,
so if we continue with the Reformation,
imat ćemo isti rezultat.
We will have the same result.
Nesavršena djela.
Not perfect work, so unperfect works.
I bit ćemo skoro pa mrtvi.
And we would be almost dead.
I svi to ponekad radimo.
And we all do these things sometimes.
Zato što je pomazanje čovjeka,
because the anointing of a man,
nešto što je logično za raditi,
is something that's logical to do.
Znači, reformacija je logična.
So reformation is something logic.
A ne daje rezultate koje želimo dobiti.
But it doesn't give results which you want to achieve.
I svi mi imamo nekakvu ljudsku logiku.
So we all have some kind of a human logic.
I svi mi dođemo i radimo stvari koje su logične.
And we all, you know, come and do things that are logical.
I sami znamo da nekad završimo, da rezultati koje postignemo nisu ono što smo htjeli.
And so we all know that sometimes we achieve results that are not the ones that we actually wanted to.
I Biblija nas uspoređuje sa ovcama.
And the Bible actually compares us with sheep.
I kaže prorok, ako ste ikad vidjeli nešto bespomoćno,
and the prophet said, if you ever saw a thing that was so helpless,
to je ovca kad se izgubi.
That was a sheep that is lost.
Kaže, ona, kad se ovca izgubi, ne može naći svoj put.
And when a sheep lost, she cannot find her way.
I sve što može raditi je stajati i blejati.
And whatever she can do, she can stand there and, okay, give voices.
Yeah. Dok je ne uhvati koju.
Until a wolf catches her.
Kaže, ona je bespomoćna.
She's helpless.
I takav je čovjek.
And that's the way the human is.
I onda dalje kaže prorok, kad je čovjek izgubljen.
And further on he says, when a man is lost.
Kad si izgubljen, brate.
When you are lost, brother.
Nije me briga koliko se pokušaš reformirati.
I don't care how much you try to reform yourself.
Ti si apsolutno bespomoćan.
You're absolutely helpless.
Dok pastir ne dođe po tebe.
Until the shepherd comes to pick you up.
Znači, svi smo se pokušali reformirati.
So we all try to reform ourselves.
I najbolje što smo postigli je,
and the best we could achieve was,
počeli smo blejati da nas kojot može naći.
We started to give voices so the wolf could find us.
Znači, blejanje odmaže ovci.
So actually, the thing when she starts to give out voices, that's the thing that actually kills her or doesn't help her.
I to je isto ono što mi radimo kad pokušamo sebe reformirati, odmažemo.
And that's the very same thing we try to do when we try to reform ourselves.
Kaže prorok, ne možeš spasiti sebe.
The prophet said, you cannot save yourself.
Kaže, nema nikakvog načina.
There's no way to do it.
Kaže, to je kao da leopard pokuša skinuti mrlje sa sebe.
He says like the leopard, the cheetah actually tried to remove the spots from himself.
Može ih samo pobljediti.
He actually can only bleach them somehow.
Znači, samo da se manje vide, one su tu.
You know, so that they would not be visible so much, but they would still be there.
I to je isto što mi napravimo s našom reformacijom.
And that's the same thing what we do with our reformation.
Malo sakrijemo ono što pokušavamo riješiti.
We actually just hide some things that we are trying to solve.
Ali sve ostaje isto iznutra.
But on the inside everything remains just the same.
Kaže prorok, nema načina da možemo sebe reformirati.
And the prophet says there is no way to reform ourselves.
I onda kaže ovako.
And then later on he
says, ukloniti nešto na ovu stranu.
Or remove something on this side.
Ili okrenuti novu stranicu.
Or turn another page.
To je ono što mi kažemo, od sad više neću.
Let's say, you know, that's when we say, okay, from now on, I won't do it anymore.
Znači, kaže prorok, to je reformacija.
Prophet says, that's reformation.
Kaže, ostala nam je samo jedna stvar koju možemo učiniti.
He says, the only thing that's left for us to do,
a to ono što je Biblija rekla,
to accept what the Bible said,
a to je,
and that is,
biti na novo rođen.
To be born again.
Znači, reformacija ne može zamijeniti na novo rođenje.
So reformation cannot exchange being born again.
Samo će odmoći.
It will actually just make things worse.
Ja. I kaže prorok, a znate li što je rođenje?
And the prophet said, do you know what it is, a birth?
Kaže, to je regeneracija,
says,
novo stvorenje.
It's a regeneration, it's actually becoming a new being.
Čovjek postaje novo stvorenje.
A man becomes a new creation.
I prihvaćajući njegovu riječ.
Accepting his word.
Još jednom kad priča isto ovo priču o ovci.
Another time when he talks about this sheep, the story about the sheep.
Kaže, takva je ljudska rasa.
He says, that's how the human race is.
Apsolutno bespomoćna bez pastira.
It's absolutely helpless without a shepherd.
I ne možemo naći put natrag.
And so we cannot find the way back.
Kaže, mi pokušamo obrazovati svoj put natrag.
He says, we are trying to educate our way back.
Pokušamo reformirati svoj put natrag.
We are trying to reform our way back.
Ali kaže, nećemo uspjeti.
But we'll never be able.
Kaže, obrazovanje neće nikad postići to.
Education will never do it.
Reformacija neće nikad postići to.
Reformation will never do it.
Kaže, mi nismo reformatori.
We are not reformers.
Mi zaista nismo reformatori.
And we really are not reformers.
Ne živimo u doba reformatora.
We are not living in the age of reformation.
Znači, bili da smo propovjednici, bili da smo vjernici.
In spite of the fact, or either we are preachers or we are believers.
U vrijeme Lutera i Wesleya.
In the times of Luther and Wesley.
Bilo je u redu da se vjernici pokušaju reformirati.
It was okay that the believers tried to be reformed.
Jer to bilo pomazanje njihovog doba.
Because that was actually the anointing of their age.
Ali danas to više ne
vrijedi. But today it's not worth it anymore.
I kaže, kaže ovako, mi nismo reformatori.
So he says we are not reformers.
Kaže, policija, oni su reformatori.
The police out here are reformers.
Kaže, mi smo propovjednici evanđelja.
He says we are preachers of gospel.
Ne da pokušamo kazniti ljude.
Not to try to put out people on penalty.
I puzati na koljenima. Tako dalje.
And crawl on your knees and so forth.
Kaže, nego propovijedati evanđelje Isusa Krista.
But to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Oslobođenje ljudima.
Deliverance to the people.
Kaže prorok, možete raditi dvije stvari.
He says you can do, the prophet says you can do two things.
Biti reformator,
you can be a reformer,
ili biti propovjednik evanđelja,
or be preacher of the gospel.
I to je velika razlika.
And that's a huge difference.
I svi mi ponekad pokušamo ljudski riješiti stvari logično.
And many times you all try to solve things human way.
I zapravo pokušamo raditi posao reformatora.
And we actually try to do the work of the reformator.
A mi smo, reformer. A trebali bi propovijedati evanđelje.
But we actually would have to preach the gospel.
Koliko puta ste svjedočili nekome?
How many times you actually testified to someone
i pokušali ga reformirati.
And tried to reform him?
Amen. Ja sam pokušao.
I tried Amen. To do it.
I onda prorok kaže, to nije moj posao.
But then the prophet says, it's not my work.
Moj posao je da propovjedam evanđelje.
My work is to preach the gospel.
Znači, kad ja nekom svjedočim,
so if I testify to someone,
ja ga mogu pokušati reformirati.
I can try to reform him.
I reći mu kako se treba odjevati.
And try to tell him how to clothe himself.
Da treba prestati pušiti.
Stop smoking.
Da treba dolaziti u crkvu.
Start coming to church.
Da se treba krstiti.
Have to be baptized.
I ja mogu vršiti pritisak na njega.
So I can put pressure on him.
I možda uspijem ga reformirati.
And maybe I can even succeed to reform him.
Ali to je samo vanjska promjena.
But that's only the outer change, the outward change.
Ono što prorok kaže da bi trebao raditi,
but what the prophet says I would have to do,
je propovijedati evanđelje.
Is to preach the gospel.
Jer evanđelje je živa osoba.
Because the gospel is a living person.
Koja može promijeniti osobu.
Who can change the person.
A ja kao čovjek mogu samo reformirati osobu.
But I myself as a person can only reform another person.
I kaže, znači, to je ono što bi pastiri trebali raditi.
And he says that's what the shepherds are supposed to do.
Hraniti ovce.
To feed the sheep.
Znači, rečenicu prije je rekao da nismo reformatori, nego propovjednici evanđelja.
So one sentence before he said that we are not reformers, but we are preachers of the gospel.
Sad bih htio pročitati citat koji sam slušao u ovoj propovjedi.
And so I would like to read the quotation which I heard from this message.
Koji me je zamislio i onda sam išao proučavati cijelu ovu temu.
Which actually took my attention and that was actually the reason why I studied this further on.
Kaže, danas propovjednici pokušavaju biti reformatori umjesto propovjednika evanđelja.
He says, today preachers are trying to be reformers instead of gospel preachers.
Tako ako ste propovjednik.
So if you are a preacher.
I kad naiđete da prorok to kaže,
and when you find such a place in prophet's message,
to će vas zamisliti.
That which actually give you something to think about.
Da li ja radim tu grešku?
Do I do this mistake?
Ponekad da.
And sometimes maybe yes.
Kaže, onda prorok objašnjava što to znači da su reformatori, a ne propovjednici evanđelja.
And then prophet actually explains what does it mean that they are reformers and not preachers of the gospel.
U sljedećoj rečenici kaže,
in the next sentence he says,
oni govore prestani raditi ovo, nemoj raditi to.
They are saying you quit do this, you don't that.
Gledaj na moju crkvu.
Look at my church.
I opet prorok kaže, to nije moj posao, odnosno naš posao.
And again prophet says that's not our business.
Kaže, policajci su reformatori.
He says the policemen are reformers.
Oni su ti koji ih šalju u zatvor.
They are,
reformiraju.
They are the ones who sends them to the penitentiary to reform them.
A mi smo propovjednici evanđelja.
And we are gospel preachers.
Koji im kažu o Isusu Kristu.
That tell them of Jesus Christ.
I dovedu ih da budu na novo rođeni.
And get them born again of the Spirit of God.
Od Duha Božjeg.
Of the Spirit of God.
Znači, razlika je između toga da pokušamo nekog reformirati i dovesti ga do nanovog rođenja.
So there's a huge difference to try to reform someone or actually to bring them to being born again.
I razlika je da li ćete sami sebe pokušati reformirati.
And it's also a difference if you try to reform yourself.
Ili ćete sami sebe dovesti do nanovog rođenja.
Or bring yourself to being born again.
Kaže, kada je čovjek na novo rođen, tada Bog preuzme osobu.
He says, when a person is born again, then God takes over the person.
I znači, ovdje prvo kaže, kad ljudi, kad govore propovjednici, ili kad govorimo ljudima, prestani raditi ovo, prestani raditi ono.
So, he's actually saying, when we try to say to the people, stop doing this or stop doing that,
da mi pokušavamo reformirati ljude.
We're actually trying to reform people.
Znači, ja nisam protiv propovjedanja protiv grijeha, naravno.
Of course, I'm not against preaching against sin.
Prorok je propovjedao protiv grijeha.
Prophet preached against sin.
Ali on nije obilazio ljude.
But he was not, you know, passing by people.
I tražio njihove greške da ih pokuša reformirati.
And actually try to find mistakes in them, to try to reform them.
I on to objašnjava zašto to nije radio.
And he actually explained why he didn't do that.
Kaže, kakve bi bilo koristi da oblijepimo tapetama staru zgradu?
He says, what would it make, what kind of a difference would it make if we will actually plaster the walls of an old building?
Kaže, koju je vlada odlučila srušiti. Određeno da se sruši.
That the government had condemned, so it could be destroyed.
Kaže, to je ono što ljudi pokušavaju učiniti danas.
And what's many people trying to do today?
Reformirajući, pokušavaju reformirati.
By reforming, trying to reform.
Znači, reformacija pokušava popraviti nešto što je određeno za rušenje.
So, reformation is actually trying to fix something that is already condemned to be destroyed.
Nije li to Luther pokušao napraviti?
Wasn't that what Luther tried to do?
Pokušao je popraviti katoličku crkvu.
He tried actually to reform or to fix Catholic Church.
Nešto što je Bog odredio za uništenje.
Something that God already condemned to be destroyed.
I kad mi pokušavamo reformirati sebe,
and when we try to reform ourselves,
mi pokušamo popraviti staru prirodu.
We are actually trying to fix the old nature,
koju je Bog odredio da umre.
Which God already condemned to be dead.
I znači, popravljati nešto što je osuđeno da se sruši.
So to fix something that is condemned to be destroyed
je kao popraviti staru zgradu koju ćemo rušiti.
Is like trying to fix the old building that's condemned to be destroyed.
I onda prorok opet kaže, to je kao da kad kažemo počet ćemo crkvu, okrenut ćemo stranicu, pokušat ćemo malo drugačije nego što smo činili do sada.
And then prophet says further on, we'll start a church and we'll turn the page and we'll try to do a little different than we used to do.
I prorok kaže, tako nećete stići nigdje.
And he says, you'll never get nowhere like that.
Kaže, glupo je i pokušati.
It's just foolish even to try.
Samo gubite vrijeme.
You are just wasting your time.
Da li nam je mogo jasnije reći, nemojte to raditi.
Could he said it any clearer, don't do it.
Ne želim samo reći danas što ne raditi, nego želim reći ako je odgovor što treba raditi.
I don't want to stay only on what we should not do. I would like to even to give the answer what we should do.
Ja, kaže, pa sada vjerujem ako prestanem sa svojim laganjem i krađom i tako dalje.
And says further on, I believe if I would just quit my lying and stealing and everything.
Kaže, sve su te stvari koliko god dobre bile još uvijek milijun milja daleko od puta.
All those things, as good as they are, you are still a million miles off of the road.
Kaže, morate početi natrag sa temeljem.
You've got to start back from the foundation.
Morate izgraditi novo, ne pokrpati staro.
You got to build a new place, not patch up the old one.
Kaže, izgradite potpuno novo.
Build a brand new one.
Vratite se i krenute ispravno.
You got to come back, start right.
I kaže, iz tog razloga vidite koliko krivih pogrešaka.
That's the reason you see so many faulty mistakes.
I toliko ljudi koji su indiferentni, a ispovjedaju kršćanstvo.
So many people, indifferent people who profess Christianity.
Znači, do kraja ove službe želim se baviti ovom temom.
So, till the end of this service, I would like to deal with this matter.
Kaže, prvo ljudi kažu, ja vjerujem.
Prophet says, people say, I believe.
I pokušaju se reformirati.
And they try to be reformed.
Kaže, naš posao nije da se reformiramo.
He says, our business is not to reform.
Kaže, mi smo propovjednici evanđelja.
He says, we should be gospel preachers.
Kaže, mi bi trebali biti propovjednici evanđelja, ne reformatori.
We should be gospel preachers, not reformers.
I onda dalje u istoj toj propovjedi kaže,
and then further on in this message he says,
ako izvadite prirodu iz janjeta i stavite je u svinjac,
take the nature out of lamb and put it in the pig pen,
ona više nikad neće jesti pomije, nego će ići jesti lucernu.
He will never eat no more slop, but to go eating alfalfa.
Kaže, Biblija je tako rekla, svinja se vraća svojim bljuvotinjama.
Because the Bible says that the pig will turn back to its vomit.
I daje odgovor prorok, šta treba napraviti?
And the prophet gives the answer, what should we do?
To mora biti nešto što Bog napravi za čovjeka.
It's got to be something God does for a man.
Ne ono što čovjek napravi.
Not what man does.
Već ono što Bog napravi.
What God does.
Kaže, mi danas imamo previše ljudskog reformiranja.
We got too much man-made reforming today.
I kaže, kasnije, ja nemam ništa protiv toga ako se ovo prvo dogodilo. And, ste na novo rođeni.
And later on he says, I don't mind if you do the first thing if the born again happen, being born again happen.
Znači, promjena prirode je jedna stvar.
So the change of a nature is one thing.
A reformacija je vanjska promjena, nešto što čovjek radi.
But the reformation is an outward change, something that man does.
Kaže, to mora biti nešto što Bog napravi za čovjeka.
He says it has to be something that God makes for man.
A nešto čovjek napravi sam za sebe.
And not man doing something for himself.
A kako će Bog napraviti nešto za čovjeka?
And how would God do something for man?
Čovjek mora dopustiti Bogu da mu napravi.
A man has to allow God to do something for him.
Puno puta.
And many times.
Ljudi kažu, ja ne mogu promijeniti sebe.
People say, I cannot change myself.
Ne mogu nositi suknju.
I cannot wear a dress.
Ili neke takve stvari.
Or something like that.
To je točno.
And that's true.
Čovjek može napraviti dvije stvari.
A man can do two things.
Forsirati sebe da to promijeni.
He can force himself to change like that.
I nikad u sebi ne biti promijenjen.
And never to be changed within himself.
Ili može dopustiti Bogu da Bog to promijeni.
Or he can allow God to do the change.
I ponekad ljudi kažu,
and sometimes people say,
ja ću to napravim, ja ću se, ne znam, na primjer, nositi suknju kad mi Bog to otkrije.
Let's say, I will wear skirts or dress when God reveals it to me.
I dan danas nose hlače.
And even today they wear trousers.
Zašto?
Why?
Napravili su jednu dobru stvar.
They've done one good thing.
Nisu pokušali reformirati sebe.
They didn't try to reform themselves.
Ali napravili su jednu jako lošu stvar.
But at the same time they do one bad, very bad thing.
Nisu dopustili Bogu da ih promijeni.
They didn't allow God to change them.
Godinama ne slušaju propovjedi.
For years they do not listen to the sermons, to sermons.
Ne dolaze na službe.
They don't come to church services.
Ne mole se.
They don't pray.
Nema promjene.
So there's no change.
Ako želite da Bog promijeni,
if you want for God to change you,
dopustite mu da to napravi.
Just allow him to do that.
I ono što želim reći, što ćemo vidjeti malo kasnije,
Okay. And what I want to say, we will see it a little bit later.
Način da budemo promijenjeni,
the way to be changed,
je jedino da nas riječ promijeni,
is that the word changes us.
Ako ne slušate poruku,
if you don't listen to the message,
ako se ne molite,
if you don't pray,
i ne pokušate se reformirati,
and if you don't try to reform yourself,
ostaćete isti.
You will remain the same.
Ako se ne pokušate reformirati,
if you don't try to reform yourself,
ali budete slušali poruku,
but you listen to the message,
svaki dan,
every day,
vrlo brzo,
very soon,
pokrenut ćete se, nećete znati ni kad vas je Bog oslobodio.
You will turn yourself around and see and even do not realize how fast God changed you.
Znači, samo dva načina imamo.
So we have only two ways.
I dokazat ćemo to iz primjerima iz Biblije.
And we will prove that through the Bible.
Prorok kaže, nama nikad nije zapovjeđeno da proizvedemo plod.
Prophet says we were never told to to produce fruit. Yeah.
Kaže, mi trebamo roditi plod.
He says we have to
bear
fruits. Yeah.
Kaže, postoji prilična razlika u proizvodnji i rađanju.
He says it's a big difference between producing and bearing.
Ako bi pogledali proizvode,
if we do take a look at these products,
proizvedeno u jabuku i rođeno jabuku.
If you know a produced apple and the apple that's actually bare.
Izgleda isto.
They look alike.
Možda proizvedena izgleda bolje.
Maybe this produced one even looks better.
Nema, nije pokušala pojesti ptica, nema crva.
Let's say the bird didn't attack it. There's no worms in it.
Ali ona je mrtva, ovo je živo.
But it's dead, but the other one is alive.
I kaže prorok, postoji velika razlika između proizvodnje i rađanja.
And the prophet says it's a big difference between bringing products or bearing products.
Kaže, mi proizvodimo psihologiju.
He says we are producing psychology.
Proizvodimo intelektualizam i vanjsku formu.
We are producing intellectualism and outer form.
Ali za roditi plod to mora biti iznutra prema van.
But to bear the fruit, it has to be from inside to the out.
I kaže da crkva nije izgrađena tako, već iznutra što izlazi van.
He says, but God's church isn't built like that, it's from the inside coming out.
Kaže, jabuka ne dolazi izvana drveta.
The apple don't come from the outside of the tree.
Ona dolazi iznutra.
It comes from the inside out.
I kaže prorok, dan kasnije,
and the day later the prophet said,
kaže, sinoć sam, ili prošli tjedan izjavio ovo.
He says, last evening I believe, or one day last week I made this statement,
da mi trebamo proizvesti plod, da mi ne trebamo proizvesti plod nego ga roditi.
He says that we are not supposed to produce fruit but bear fruit.
I kaže kasnije, dakle za proizvesti bilo što.
And later on he says, now to produce anything,
to bi bila vanjska reformacija,
could be an outward reform.
A za roditi bilo što,
but to bear anything,
to mora doći iznutra vas,
has to come from the inside of you.
Ako pogledamo u Efežanima što je brat Marko moliti spomenuo danas,
if we take a look in Ephesians, the thing that brother Marko mentioned in the prayer today,
Biblija kaže ovako, predodredio nas je po Isusu Kristu za svoje sinove.
He says, the Bible says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children.
O čemu je brat Uroš govorio?
What brother Uroš has spoken.
O posinjenju.
About the adoption.
I onda kaže ovako, po slobodnoj odluci volje svoje da slavimo slavnu milost njegovu.
Later on says, according to the good pleasure of his will, to praise of the glory of his grace,
kojom nas obdario u ljubljenom sinu svome,
wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved,
u kojem imamo otkupljenje krvlju njegovom,
in whom we have redemption through his blood,
oproštenje grijeha,
the forgiveness of sins.
I prorok u propovjedi posinjenje govori,
and the prophet in the message adoption says,
naglašava ovaj dio oproštenje grijeha,
is actually emphasizing on this part of forgiveness of sins.
I kaže ovaj, znate li da Bog ne osuđuje griješnika što griješi?
He says, you know that God doesn't condemn a sinner because he is sinning.
Kaže, on ga osuđuje što je griješnik.
He condemns him because he is a sinner.
Ako griješnik puši cigaretu,
if a sinner smokes cigarette,
on ga ne osuđuje za to.
It doesn't condemn him because of that.
On je i tako griješnik.
He is sinner all in all.
A mi kad pokušamo reformirati tu osobu,
but when we try to reform this person,
mi pokušamo ukloniti nešto zašto ga Bog niti ne osuđuje.
We are trying to remove something that God isn't condemning at all.
Znači, griješnik nema grijeha.
So the sinner doesn't have sin.
On je griješnik.
He is a sinner.
A ovdje smo vidjeli da oni koji su predodređeni,
and here we saw that the ones that are preordained, foreordained,
njima je dano oproštenje grijeha.
They are the ones that forgiveness of sin is given to.
U ljubljenom sinu svojem.
In his beloved.
Znači, kaže, prorok kaže, on nema grijeha, griješnik ih nema.
He says, he doesn't have sins, the sinner don't.
Kaže, a vi imate grijehe, vi koji ste kršćani.
It says, but you have sins, you that's Christians.
Kaže, oproštenje grijeha.
He says the pardon and forgiveness of sins.
Kaže, mi činimo grijehe,
we commit sins.
A griješnik je jednostavno griješnik.
But the sinner is just a sinner.
Kaže, pa dakle kažete.
Now you say.
On je otišao i upucao čovjeka.
Well, he went out there and he shot a man.
Što ćeš napraviti po tom pitanju?
What you going to do about it?
Što mislite da bi prorok trebao napraviti u tom slučaju?
What do you think prophet should do in that case?
On kaže, pa to nije uopće moj posao.
That ain't no of my business. Ain't...
Ja nisam reformator.
I ain't a reformer.
Ja sam propovjednik.
I'm a preacher.
I ponekad ljudi očekuju.
And sometimes people expect
od propovjednika
from the preachers
da budu reformatori.
To be reformers.
Da idu i mijenjaju krive navike ljudi.
To go and to change wrong habits of people.
Ali to nije njihov posao.
But that's not their business.
Čak ako upucaju čovjeka.
Even if one is shot, a man is shot.
Prvo kaže, to nije moj posao.
The prophet says, it's none of my business.
Ja nisam reformator, ja sam propovjednik.
I'm not a reformer, I'm a preacher.
Kaže, zakon će se pobrinuti, zato oni su reformatori.
He says, the law will take care of it, they are reformers.
Evo još teže nešto.
And one even heavier
kaže,
part.
Pa kažete, on je počinio preljub.
He says, well, you say he committed adultery.
Kaže, prorok, pa to je na zakonu.
That's up to the law.
To je između njega i zakona.
That's between him and the law.
Opet, ja nisam reformator.
And again he says, I'm not a reformer.
Ja ne reformiram ljude.
I don't reform people.
Ja ih želim dovesti da se
I
obrate.
I want them to get converted.
I sad smo došli do onog stiha kad Isus kaže Petru, kad se obratiš.
And now we came to the verse where Jesus said to Peter, when you are converted.
I doćemo do toga.
And we'll come to that very soon.
Kaže, ja sam propovjednik.
And he says, I'm a preacher.
Moj posao je da ih dovedem do Boga.
My business is to get him to God.
Ako je on pogriješio,
If he sinned,
to je njegova stvar.
That's his business.
On je griješan.
He's a sinner.
Znači vidimo prorokov pristup.
So we can see how God approaches this matter.
Prvi reformator u Bibliji.
And the first reformer in the Bible
je bio prvi čovjek.
Was the first man.
On je prvi pokušao reformaciju.
He was the first trying to start reformation.
Kada Adam spleo smokveno lišće,
when Adam made the aprons, the apron out of fig leaves,
to sigurno nije bilo proročko pomazanje.
That was not prophetic anointing.
To je bilo pomazanje čovjeka.
That was a man's anointing.
To je bila jedina logična stvar da napraviš kao čovjek.
That was the only logical thing to do as a man.
I kao što je Bog rekao reformatorima,
and as God said to the reformers,
mogao je reći Adam.
He could say also to Adam.
Nisam našao tvoja djela savršena.
I didn't find your works to be perfect.
I oživi ono što skoro da je mrtvo.
And it, you know, it's still living, but it's almost dead.
Kaže prorok, Adam je izašao s jednako dobijem pokrivalo.
Prophet said, Adam came out with just as good covering.
Fundamentalistički koliko je to moglo biti.
Just as fundamental as he could be.
Ali to je bila kriva stvar.
But it was the wrong thing.
Mnogo puta mi napravimo nešto što je fundamentalistički točno.
And many times we do something that is fundamentally true.
Znači nešto što je tehnički gledano u redu.
Something that is technically looking okay.
Potpuno logično.
Logically.
Ali je u pomazanju prethodnog doba.
But it's under the anointing of the previous age.
I to je krivo.
And that's wrong.
Kaže, danas ljudi imaju crkve, učlanu se i upišu.
He says, today people have churches and they join, put their name in.
Idu u reformu.
And go to reform.
Ustanu, uzmu večeru Gospodnju, rade različite stvari.
Stand up and take the communion, do different things.
Religiozni koliko to mogu biti.
Just as religious as it can be.
Ali,
but
i dalje to nije način.
Still, there isn't the way.
Završavam svoj uvod još jednim citatom.
I'm finishing now my introduction
kaže,
with one quote.
Kaže, toliko mi je zlo, kaže prorok, i umoran sam od gledanja malih, beznačajnih hollywoodskih probuđenja.
He says, I'm so sick and tired of seeing little petty Hollywood revivals.
Ili da kažemo reformatorskih probuđenja.
Ili, or we can say reformists revivals.
Kaže, gdje ljudi dođu i budu emocionalno potaknuti na nekoliko dana, sati ili dan ili dva ili tjedan ili dva i odu od svega toga.
Where people come in and get emotionally stirred up for a couple of hours or day or two or a week or two and go out and that's all of it.
I kaže prorok, ali mi ne trebamo to.
He says, but we don't need that today.
I kaže, trebamo krštenje Duhom Svetim.
We need a baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Da promijeni.
To change.
Ne da reformira.
Not to reform.
Da transformira.
But to transform.
Ne da reformira.
Not to reform.
Razlika je velika između rađanja i proizvodnje.
It's actually a big difference between producing and bearing.
Razlika je između reformacije i transformacije.
And it's the difference between reformation and transformation.
I kaže prorok onda dalje.
And the prophet said later on.
Bez transfuzije krvi s Golgote,
without the transfusion of blood from Golgotha,
sve naše Calvary, reformacije neće imati.
All of our reformation won't do any good at all.
Znamo da transfuzija sa Golgote,
we know that the transformation from Calvary actually,
nije promjena ove crvene tekućine,
is not the change of this red fluid,
nego života koji je bio u toj tekućini.
But the life that was in that red fluid.
Znači, bez tog života,
so without that life,
bez te transformacije,
without that transformation,
ili bez te transfuzije,
or without that transfusion,
sve naše reformacije,
all our reformations,
nemaju rezultata.
Don't bring any result.
Luther je bio reformator.
Luther was a reformer.
I kaže prorok, i što on radi?
And prophet says, and what does he do?
Kaže, on počinje upravo tamo lupati čekićom.
He starts right out there hammering away.
I kad to čini, protestira protiv crkve.
And when he does, he protests the church.
I prva stvar.
And the first thing you know.
Znate što on radi?
What does he do?
On gradi istu stvar iz koje je izašao.
He builds the same thing that he came out of.
Drugu crkvu.
Another church.
Luther je bio reformator.
Luther was a reformer.
Bio je protestant.
He was a protestant.
Možemo reći, bio je protestirati, znači kritizirati.
Or we can say to protest means to criticize.
Ako Luther je bio kritičar.
So he was a critic.
Znači, i prvo kaže da je radio nešto što on naziva lupati čekićem.
And prophet says he what he was doing, he was actually hammering with a hammer.
Današnji reformatori lupaju čekiće.
And today's reformers are actually just hammering with a hammer.
Njihovi čekići su stihovi iz Biblije i citati iz poruke.
Their hammers are actually quotations from the Bible and from the Message.
Ali ako malo duže promatate njihov život,
but if you take a look, a longer look at their lives,
izgradit će ono protiv čega kritiziraju.
They will actually build the thing that they are beating against.
Ono što kritiziraju,
the things that they are criticizing,
naćete i goru stvar u njihovom životu.
You will find even worse things in their lives.
Znači, izgradit će ono što su pokušali srušiti.
So they will actually build up the very thing they tried to bring down.
Napravit će novu denominaciju.
They will make a new denomination.
Znači, reformatori su kritičari.
So reformers are critics.
Reformatori su protestanti.
Reformers are protestants.
I tehnički gledano oni su u pravu.
And technically looking, they are right.
One stvari koje je Luther zamjerio katoličkoj crkvi.
The things that actually Luther blamed Catholic Church for.
Tehnički je bilo u redu.
Technically everything was okay.
Možemo reći amen na to.
We can say amen to that.
Ali rezultat koji je njegovo kritiziranje postiglo.
But the result that his criticism achieved was.
Ne možemo reći amen na to.
We cannot say amen to that.
Jer je napravio isto ono protiv čega se borio.
Because he actually built the same thing against which he was fighting.
Znači, ono što vidite da reformatori rade,
so the thing you see reformers do,
je zapravo kritiziranje.
Is actually criticizing.
I zapravo ono što Biblija kaže, vade trn iz oka brata svoga.
So what they say is actually, as the Bible says here, they are taking out the lamppost out of the brother's eye.
A ne vide balvan u svom
oku. Actually, yeah, the lamppost in their eyes, sorry.
I pokušaju popraviti ono što se ne može popraviti.
So, they are actually trying to fix something that cannot be fixed.
I kaže prorok, kaže Biblija, i Bog kaže, nisam našao tvoja djela savršena.
And so God says, I didn't find your works to be perfect.
Ne zato što su njihove namjere bile loše.
Not because their intentions were bad.
Nego zato što to nije jednostavno način na koji Bog radi.
Because that's simply not the way God works.
I sigurno to nije način na koji Bog radi u našem dobu.
And for sure it's not the way God works in our age.
U prvom pečatu prvo kaže.
In the first seal prophet says,
primijetite, ova posljednja poruka posljednjeg crkvenog doba nije reformator.
Notice, this last message of the last church age is not a reformer.
I kaže, on je prorok.
He says, he is a prophet.
Ne kaže, ona poruka.
He says, not her, the message.
Nego, poruka je on.
Ne, the message is he.
I on je prorok.
And he is a prophet.
On nije reformator.
Not a reformer.
Znači, živimo u vrijeme kad Bog nam je dao nešto više nego što su imali reformatori.
So we live in times when God gave us something more than the reformers had.
A šta reformator radi?
And what does the reformer do?
Prvo kaže lupa čekića.
Prophet says he's hammering with a hammer.
Što to znači da poruka radi?
What does this mean that the message does?
Ako ona nije reformator.
If the message is not a reformer.
To znači da ona ne lupa čekićem.
So that means that she's not hammering or he is not hammering with a hammer.
Reformator ne može dati otkrivenje.
Reformer cannot give you revelation.
Prorok može dati otkrivenje.
Prophet can give you revelation.
Reformator ne može transformirati.
Reformer cannot transform.
Prorok može.
But prophet can transform.
Nemojmo težiti da se reformiramo.
Don't go lean towards the reformation to be reformed.
Težimo da budemo transformirani.
Lean toward being transformed.
To je dostupno u ovom dobu.
That's what is achievable or approachable in this age.
Yeah. Zamislite, idemo par primjera u Bibliji, pomalo ćemo onda završiti.
Okay, let's look at some examples in the Bible and then we will finish up.
Zamislite Petra koji hoda sa Isusom 3 godine i nosi mač.
Imagine Peter walking with Jesus for 3 years carrying a sword.
I nađite mi stih gdje ga Isus pokušao reformirati.
And you try to find me a verse in the Bible where Jesus tried to reform him.
Kad ga je pozvao na stranu?
When did he, you know, take him by the side?
I zagrlio.
And, you know, embraced him.
I rekao, dragi Peter.
And said, dear Peter,
a znaš, nije baš lijepo da
nosiš mač. It's not very nice for you to carry the sword.
Znaš, ljudi će reći da sam i ja takav.
You know, people might say I'm just like you.
Znaš, to će možda raditi probleme u mojoj evangelizaciji.
You know, it might make some problems in my evangelization.
Ako bi te jako lijepo zamolio.
Yeah, I would like to ask you really very nice.
Da li bih htio da ne nosiš mač?
Would you care to take that sword off?
Da Isus to napravio.
If Jesus would do that.
Petar bi, da ga Isus to tražio.
So if Jesus asked Peter to do so.
Petar bi sigurno ostavio mač.
Peter would for sure leave the sword.
Ali Isus nikad nije tražio Petra da ostavi mač.
But Jesus never actually asked Peter to leave the sword on.
Pustio ga je da ga nosi.
He just left him to carry it along.
Dok Petar ne bude transformiran.
Until Peter would not be transformed.
Da ga je Petar mako prije.
If Peter would take it off earlier.
Petar bi bio reformiran.
Peter would be reformed.
Ne transformiran.
Not transformed.
Transformacija je došla na Golgoti.
The transformation came at Calvary.
Kad je Petar dobio transfuziju krvi iz Golgote.
When Peter received transfusion of blood from Calvary.
I ako pogledamo ovaj stih, što je Isus zapravo radio?
And if we take a look at this verse, what Jesus actually has done.
Kaže, ali ja sam molio za tebe.
But I have prayed for thee.
Da ne malaše tvoja vjera.
That thy faith fail not.
Kad se obratiš, učvrsti braće.
And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren.
Umjesto da reformira Petra.
Instead of reforming Peter,
Isus kaže, ja sam molio za tebe.
Jesus said, I prayed for you.
Isus se molio za Petra.
Jesus prayed for Peter.
Nije ga pokušao reformirati.
He didn't try to reform him.
I druga stvar.
And the second thing.
On ga izložio slušanju evanđelja.
He actually put him under hearing the gospel.
I dvije stvari.
And two things.
Koje je Petar doživljavao.
Through which Peter went through.
Su donijeli transformaciju.
Brought transformation.
Slušanje evanđelja.
Hearing the gospel.
I molitva.
And prayer.
Znači, slušanje evanđelja.
So hearing the gospel.
I molitva.
And prayer.
Donose transformaciju.
Bring transformation.
Amen. Naš pokušaj nagovaranja ljudi.
You know, when we try to approach people and, you know, persuade them.
99% puta je samo reformacija.
99% out of it is only reformation.
Kaže, ovaj čovjek nije reformator.
He says, this man is not a reformer.
On je otkrivatelj.
He's a revealer.
Otkrivatelj čega?
A revealer of what?
Božjih tajni.
The mysteries of God.
Prethodno doba je doba reformacije.
So the previous age was the age of reformation.
Ovo doba je doba otkrivenja.
This age is the age of revelation.
Znači, prethodna doba,
previous age,
prije pedesetnice,
before the Pentecost,
mogli su biti reformirani,
they could be reformed,
ali na pedesetnici,
but on the day of Pentecost,
su dobili otkrivenje.
They got the revelation.
I nešto što je najljepše vidjeti.
And one of the most beautiful sights we can see, or things we can see,
kad se neko obrati,
when somebody gets converted,
nikomu ništa ne kaže,
and nobody tells him anything,
on je samo slušao poruku.
He just was listening to the message,
dolazio na službe,
and coming to the services,
molio se,
and prayed,
i nakon nekih par mjeseci,
and after, let's say, some months,
kaže,
he says,
oprosti Dejane,
sorry Dejan,
kako mi nisi rekao da moram plaćati desetak?
How that you didn't say to me that I have to pay tithings?
Zašto mi nisi rekao da je ova suknja prekratka?
Why didn't you say this skirt is too short?
Zašto mi nisi rekao da je ovo preusko?
Why didn't you say this is too tight?
Zašto mi nisi rekao da trebam dolaziti na službe?
Why didn't you say I have to come to the church services?
Zašto mi nisi rekao da trebam ići na kamp?
Why didn't you say I have to go to camp?
Zašto mi nisi rekao da trebam imati zajedništvo s vjernicima?
Why didn't you say I have to be in fellowship with believers?
I sad čovjek kad dobije otkrivenje, vi ga ne možete zaustaviti.
And now when this person, when he gets revelation, you cannot stop him anymore.
A kad ga reformiraš,
but if you try to reform him,
vrlo brzo će se kao svinja vratiti svojim ljubavima.
Very soon he will, as a hog, come back to his vomit.
I uzmemo sve što nam ovo doba pruža.
And let's take everything that this age gives us.
Nemojmo se pokušati vratiti u reformaciju.
Don't try to go back to reformation.
Nije bila previše uspješna.
It was not very successful.
Čak Biblija i Bog kaže za to.
And even Bible, God says that way.
Žena na studencu.
The woman at the well.
Zamislite da je Isus pokušao reformirati.
You just imagine Jesus tried to reform her.
Mogao bi pričati satima.
We could talk about it for hours.
Nije u redu ovo.
Oh, he could talk about it hours, you know, like this isn't right.
Vidiš, obukla si se kao prostitutka.
You know, you look like a prostitute, you're wearing prostitute's clothes.
Zato nije sram toga što radiš.
You could be ashamed about it, what you do.
Razno razne stvari koje je mogao izvaditi iz njezinog života.
Many things he could bring out of her life.
On je znao tajne njezinog srca.
But he knew the mysteries of hidden secrets of her heart.
Znao je njezine tajne grijehe.
He knew her secret sins.
Mi znamo nekad vidljive grijehe svoje braće.
And maybe sometimes we know the visible sins of our brethren.
I ne možemo to prešutjeti.
And we cannot be silent.
A zamislite da znamo i tajne.
But think of it, if we would even know their secrets.
Njihove tajne grijehe.
Their secret sins.
Pa mi bi pričali cijeli dan o tome.
We would speak about it every day, yeah, the whole day.
Isus nije pričao o tome.
But Jesus didn't say anything about it.
On je doveo nju da se promijeni.
He brought her to the change.
On je propovjedao evanđelje.
He preached the gospel.
O tome gdje treba proslavljati.
So where is the place of worship?
Na ovom brdu ili na onom brdu.
On that hill, on the other hill.
I takve stvari.
And things like that.
Jer znao da je važnija promjena od reformacije.
Because he knew that the transformation is more important than reformation.
Iz mnoge druge primjere. Uzet ću jedan starozavjetni primjer.
And many other examples. I will take one example from the Old Testament.
Jeste li znali da je Abraham 25 godina pokušao reformirati Saru?
Did you know that Abraham tried to reform Sarah for 25 years?
Svaki dan.
Every day.
Kako se osjećaš?
How do you feel?
Imaćemo bebu.
We will have a baby.
Ja to vjerujem.
I believe it.
I ti bi trebala to vjerovati.
You should believe it.
Ne bi trebalo biti nervozna.
You shouldn't be nervous.
Znaš, Lotu je dobro dole, ali nemoj gledati na to.
You know, Lot is fine down there, but don't look at it, at that.
Spomenula se da se vidjela da je gospođa Lot kupila nove haljine.
And you mentioned that Mrs. Lot bought new dress.
Nemoj gledati na to.
Don't look at that.
Ali ona je gledala.
But she looked at that.
Najbolje što je on postigao za 25 godina reformacije.
The best thing he could achieve in 25 years in, of reformation
je bilo da se Sara smije Bogu u lice.
Was that Sarah was actually laughing at God's face.
Njezina djela nisu bila savršena.
Her works were not perfect.
Bila je skoro pa duhovno mrtva.
She was almost spiritually dead.
I to je dokaz da reformacija ne donosi rezultate.
And that's the proof that reformation doesn't bring results.
Da je molio se za nju.
If he would pray for her.
I pustio je propovijed.
Or you know, just put on the tape, the message tape.
Ona bi prije bila transformirana.
She would be transformed earlier.
Kad je Sara bila transformirana?
And when Sarah was transformed.
Kad je ona susrela osobno Boga.
When she met God in person.
I kad je Bog njoj osobno otkrio tajne srca.
And when God revealed her secrets of her heart in person.
Taj jedan trenutak.
That one precise moment.
Značilo više nego 25 godina Abrahamove reformacije.
Meant much more than 25 years of Abraham's reformation.
Taj jedan trenutak.
This one moment.
Je nju stavio u heroje vjere u Hebrejima 11.
Put her amongst the heroes of faith in Hebrews 11.
I Biblija kaže tamo.
And the Bible says there.
Vjerom i Sara.
Through faith also Sarah.
Ona to svoje dobi,
herself received strength to conceive seed. Okay.
Zadobi moć da začne.
And was delivered of a child when she was past age.
Jer vjerni smatraše onoga koji joj dade obećanje.
Because she judged him faithful who had promised.
Znači, 25 godina je rezultat bio smijeh Bogu u lice.
So for the 25 years the result was laughing at God's face.
I jedan trenutak susreta s Bogom.
And only one moment of meeting God.
Je nju načinio, kaže Biblija da je dobila vjerom Sara.
Made her, as the Bible says, that through faith Sarah.
A prorok kaže da je vjera otkrivenje.
And prophet said that faith is revelation.
I možemo reći otkrivenjem Sara.
And we can say that through revelation Sarah.
Kroz vjeru, kroz otkrivenje Sara.
Through faith, through revelation Sarah.
Zadobi moć.
Received strength.
Znači, otkrivenje daje moć.
So revelation gives strength.
Da ne radite stvari koje prije niste mogli.
You don't do things which you've done anymore.
Znači, ono što nije mogla postići sama.
So the thing that she could not achieve by herself.
I ono što nije mogla postići reformacija Abrahamova.
And the thing that Abraham's reformation could not achieve.
Sad je postignuto.
Is now achieved
u jednom trenutku,
in one moment
kad je dobila otkrivenje.
When she received the revelation.
Znači imamo starozavjetni primjer.
So we have an Old Testament example.
Imamo novozavjetni primjer.
We have a New Testament example.
Imamo puno primjera u Bibliji.
We have many examples in the Bible.
Kad je Bog pustio ljude da dobiju otkrivenje.
When God left people for them to receive the revelation.
Čak se molio za njih dok ne dobio otkrivenje.
He even prayed for them until they received the revelation.
I to je značilo više.
And that meant much more.
Nego da su oni na silu promijenili.
Than if they would try to change themselves, you know, forcing through pressure.
Samo par stvari još do kraja.
Just a few things and we'll finish.
Znate li da Isus nije pokušao reformirati Judu?
Do you know that Jesus didn't try to reform Judah?
Ne samo vjernika.
Not only believers, even the unbeliever.
Propovjedao evanđelje.
He preached the gospel.
Ali nikad nije pozvao Judu na stranu.
But he never called Judah on side.
I rekao, znaš, možda je to ružno što ćeš napraviti.
And tell him, you know, like, you know, the thing you will do is not really good.
Znaš, umjesto da uzmeš 30 srebrnika od farizeja.
Yeah, you know, instead of taking 30 silver pieces of gold, silver pieces from Pharisees.
Uzmi ovdje za ove vreće, ima tu.
Take from this bag, you can have here.
Nemoj pogrešiti.
Don't make a mistake.
Znaš.
You know.
Ajde probaj biti dobar dečko.
Try to be a good boy.
On je samo propovjedao evanđelje.
He was just preaching the gospel.
Zato prorok kaže, mi nismo reformatori.
That's why prophet says we are not reformers.
Mi smo propovjednici evanđelja.
We are preachers of the gospel.
Nemojte pokušati sami sebe reformirati.
Don't try to reform yourselves.
Nego pokušajte sebe izložiti propovjedanju evanđelja.
But try to be under preaching of the gospel.
To će vas promijeniti.
That's the thing that will change you.
I znači će više.
And it will mean much more to you.
I trajat će duže.
And it will last longer.
Trajat će vječno.
It will last eternally.
Za razliku od reformacije.
In comparison with reformation.
Znači, ako bi išto htio danas naglasiti.
So if there would be a thing that I would like to underline today.
To je da je važno slušati evanđelje.
Is that it is important to listen to the gospel.
Važno je slušati poruku.
It is important to listen to the message.
To je ono što će vas promijeniti.
That's the thing that will transform you.
U tom slučaju, ako to radite,
in that case, if you do that,
možete prestati da se reformirate.
You can stop reforming yourself.
Možete nastaviti da pušite.
You can smoke.
Dok vas Bog ne oslobodi.
Until Lord actually saves you from that.
Ja vas neću pokušati reformirati.
I won't try to reform you.
Čak ću pokušati da vam nikad ne kažem ništa za to.
And I will even try not to say anything about it.
Radije ću se moliti za to.
I would rather pray for you.
I uživat kad dobijete otkrivenje.
And enjoy when I see you receive the revelation.
Možda još imam dvije natuknice još do kraja.
I have only two notes here till the end.
Kaže prorok ovako, Hitler je samo ispunio ono što je Martin Luther rekao.
Prophet says Hitler just fulfilled what Martin Luther said.
Martin Luther je objavio da Židove treba istjerati i njihove zgrade spaliti.
Martin Luther said that Jews ought to be run off and their buildings burned down.
Jer su antikrist.
Because they were antichrist.
Kaže, zašto je Martin Luther to rekao?
Why did Martin Luther say that?
Jer je bio reformator.
Because he was a reformer.
Ne prorok.
Not a prophet.
Kad imate reformatora,
and when you have a reformer,
i kad ne reformator nekoga jako dobro nauči,
and when a reformer teaches someone else very good,
i kad neko postane radikalni reformator,
and when somebody actually becomes a radical reformer,
to je Hitler.
That's Hitler.
Rezultat je holokaust.
The result is holocaust.
Znači, ako imate nekoga u crkvi ko radikalno primjenjuje reformatorske pristup.
So if you have someone in church that radically, let's say, takes the reformer's approach,
biće puno štete.
There will be a lot of damage.
Znači, Luther je bio inspiracija za Hitler.
Luther was actually an inspiration to Hitler.
Jer je bio reformator, ne prorok.
Because he was a reformer, not a prophet.
Tehnički gledano, Hitler je bio pravo.
Technically, Hitler was right.
Židovi jesu ubili Krista.
Jews did kill Christ.
Židovi jesu nagrabili mnogo novca.
Jews did grab a lot of money.
Jesu mnoge ljude prevarili.
And, you know, cheated a lot of people.
I tehnički gledano, možemo ga razumjeti.
And technically speaking, we might even understand him.
Ali duhovno gledajući.
But spiritually looking.
Hitler je bio, odnosno Luther je bio toliko krivo. Da nije mogao biti više kriv.
Luther was actually so wrong that he could not be more wrong.
Jer to što su Židovi bili zaslijepljeni i bili takvi kakvi jesu bili je omogućilo njegovo spasenje.
Because the reason why Jews were like that and that they were blinded, the very reason was actually the way for him to be saved.
Znači ono što je on kritizirao,
so the thing that he actually criticized,
omogućilo je njegovo spasenje.
Was really the thing that made him to be saved.
I pitamo se da li je moguće da je reformator toliko slijep.
And we ask ourselves, is it possible for a reformer to be so blind?
I ponekad mi kad smo nastupamo kao reformatori budemo toliko slijepi.
And sometimes even us when we actually approach a reformer's way, we are blind.
Mi tehnički jesmo u pravu.
Technically speaking, we are right.
Činjenice stoje.
The facts are the facts.
Ali duhovno smo u krivu koliko god je to moguće.
But spiritually we are so wrong as it is possible to be wrong.
Jer Luther je bio pogan.
Because Luther was a Gentile.
I trebalo je da Židovi budu zaslijepljeni da on bude spašen.
And for the Jew, it had to be for the Jews to be blinded so that he could be saved.
I kad sam razmišljao naslov ove propovjedi,
and I was thinking about the title of this sermon.
Jedna verzija je bila,
one of the versions was,
zašto sam protiv legalizma?
Why I am against legalism?
Kaže prorok, jer Bog je podigao Johna Wesleya.
Because prophet says, and God raised up John Wesley
kao legalist.
As a legalist.
Da uzme armenijansku doktrinu.
To take the Armenian doctrine.
Znači drugi naziv za reformatora je legalista.
So the other, let's say, expression for a reformer is a legalist.
Znači ono što legalista može postići.
So the thing that legalist can achieve.
Može reformirati osobu.
Can reform a person.
Ne može transformirati.
But it cannot transform.
Kaže, metodisti su naučavali posvećenje.
He says, Methodists taught sanctification,
što je bilo legalističko gledište na to.
Which was the legalistic standpoint of it.
I kaže, ti moraš učiniti nešto.
You've got to do something.
Ja moram prestati.
I got to quit.
Ja moram postati svoju kosu da raste.
I got to let my hair grow out.
I takve stvari.
And things like that.
I kaže prorok, postoji toliko legalizma danas.
And the prophet says, it's so much legalism today.
Toga ne okusi, ne dotakni.
Like don't touch, don't taste.
I kaže, vi ne činite stvari legalistički.
You don't do things legalistically.
Zašto legalisti ili reformatori ne mogu dovesti čovjeka do obraćenja i transformacije?
Why legalists or reformators cannot bring a person to be converted?
Zato što su oni pod pomazanjem čovjeka.
Because they are under the anointing of a man.
I oni ne mogu donijeti inspiraciju.
And they cannot bring inspiration.
Ali mogu donijeti informaciju.
But they can bring information.
Ja, možemo uzeti jedan primjer i s tim ću završiti ovo.
Let's take one example and that's my last example.
Znači,
we'll finish.
Možemo slušati istog čovjeka.
We can listen to the very same person.
Poslušati istu priču.
So listen to the very same story.
Jednima to može biti informacija.
And for one it can be only an information.
Drugima će biti inspiracija.
But for the others it can be an inspiration.
Jednom sam svjedočio.
I was once present.
Svjedočili smo u Zagrebu.
We were actually testifying in Zagreb.
Mislim da je brat Miroslav bio tamo.
And I think brother Miroslav was along with us.
I to je prvi put da mi je tako nešto, da sam došlo, da mi je to došlo.
And that was the first time when I, you know, saw something like that.
Govorili smo o inspiraciji i informaciji.
We were actually talking about inspiration and information.
Ako bi sad ovdje sjeli i iznijeli sve činjenice o gladi u svijetu.
Let's say if we take all the facts about hunger in the world.
Koliko djece umre svake sekunde?
Let's say how many children die every second.
I koliko je malo potrebno da im se pomogne?
And how little help they would need to avoid that.
Mnogi od nas bi to primili kao informaciju.
Many of us would take that just as an information.
I ako bi bio dovoljno uporan.
And if I would be persuasive enough,
neke bi od vas uspio reformirati.
Maybe even some of you would be reformed.
Da izvadite 2-3 dolara i pomognete neku humanitarnu organizaciju.
You know, to take 2 or 3 dollars out of your pocket and help some humanitarian institution.
Ali ako bi neko uhvatio inspiraciju,
but if one of you would catch an inspiration,
to bi promijenilo njegov život.
That would change his life.
Ne bi ga mogao zaustaviti da učini sve što može da pomogne.
I wouldn't be able to stop him to do everything he could do would be in his power to help the hungry people.
Znači, jedan bi dobio otkrivenje.
So one would get the revelation.
I bio promijenjen.
And he would be changed.
Onaj prvi bi bio samo reformiran.
But the first one would only be reformed.
I prorok kaže, pismo je informacija.
And the prophet says.
Je inspiracija, sorry.
So the scripture is actually inspiration.
Kaže, nikad nećete moći znati pismo samo sjedeći i čitajući ga s teološkog gledišta.
You'll never be able to know the scripture just by sitting down and reading it from the theological standpoint.
Sa obrazovanog gledišta.
From an educational standpoint.
To nikad nije funkcioniralo.
It never has worked.
Kaže, Biblija treba biti otkrivena inspiracijom.
He says, Bible has to be revealed through inspiration.
To je jedina stvar, otkrivenje.
The only thing, that's the only thing, the revelation.
Isus je rekao Petru, na toj stijeni.
Jesus told Peter, upon this rock.
Na toj stijeni otkrivenja.
This rock of revelation.
Tko je on?
Reveals who he is.
Znači, pismo je inspiracija.
So, scripture is an inspiration.
I prvo kaže, pismo je otkrivenje.
And prophet says, scripture is revelation.
Zapravo, otkrivenje je inspiracija.
So the revelation actually is an inspiration.
I ako ikad dobijete otkrivenje,
and if you ever receive a revelation,
to će biti inspiracija u vašem životu.
That will be an inspiration in your life.
Ako ikad dobijete otkrivenje da treba ići u crkvu,
if you ever receive the revelation to go to church,
to će biti inspiracija.
That will be an inspiration.
Neće vas se moći zaustaviti u tom.
You couldn't be stopped anymore.
Ako vas neko dovoljno udara čekićem kao reformator.
You know, if somebody is hammering you with a hammer like a reformer,
vi ćete doći 2-3 puta.
And you might even come 2 or 3 times.
A s vremenom sve manje.
But from time to, you know, as the time goes by, less and less.
Znači, ako vas neko uvjeri u neku stvar koju radite krivo.
So if somebody persuades you in a thing that you are doing wrong,
vi ćete se u početku truditi da to ne radite.
You know, in the beginning you will try not to do it.
A s vremenom vi ćete to početi raditi.
But in a time period, you know, you will again start to do it.
Znači, ako vidite sve ove komune koje oslobađaju ljude od droge.
So let's say if we take the communes that tried to help people having problems with drugs.
Mnogi se vrate.
Many of them just get back.
Zato što su samo reformirani.
Because this is only reforming. They are only reformers.
Ali ako ih Bog promijeni.
But if God changes them.
Onda se nema šanse da se vrate.
There's no chance that they will get back.
I to je ono čemu težimo.
And that's what we are trying to.
I to je kaže prorok, mnogi danas.
And prophet says many today
su reformatori, ne propovjednici,
are reformers, not preachers.
I to je ono što protiv čega se želimo boriti.
And that's what we try to fight against.
To je nasljeđe onog prethodnog doba.
That's actually the inheritance of the previous age.
Od toga toliko koristi.
And you know, we can say the result of that or
kao da u vrijeme Pavla prvom dobu nastavljamo s obrazovanjem.
Like you know that the people in the age of Paul, the apostle Paul, would continue with circumcision.
Nema potrebe za to.
It's no need for that.
Znači, slušajmo poruku.
So let's listen to the message.
I ako želim nešto naglasiti, slušajte poruku i molite se, to će vas promijeniti.
And if there is one thing I would like to stress is listen to the message, pray, and that will change you.
Ako ne možete prestati sa stvarima koje radite ih i dalje, ali brinite se da slušate poruku.
And even if you cannot stop doing things that are wrong, you just continue to listen to the message and pray.
I dođite mi za par mjeseci sa svjedočanstvom kako vas je Bog oslobodio.
And come back within a few months. With a testimony that Lord delivered.
Amen, hallelujah. Ja mislim da ovo bilo remek delo, amen? Slažete? Ja mislim da nije moglo jasnije da se objasni razlika između reformacije, jel da, i obnove.
I think it was a masterpiece, and I think it couldn't be plain explained what's the difference between Reformation and Restoration. I zanimljivo je da ponekad Bog jednostavno učini tako da iako se opirete Božjem glasu, zato što taj glas dolazi iz neke posude koja vam možda vanjski ne deluje privlačna, i onda vi izbjegavate čak da slušate propovedi od te osobe, izbjegavate uopšte da slušate nešto od nje samo iz nekih razloga, ali ako ste stvarno Božje seme i vi težite ka otkrivenju, kada otkrivenje dođe, vi ćete doći nazad da čak sretnete tu osobu i da shvatite da je to Božji glas, i čak i ono sve što ona rekla vi ćete uraditi zbog otkrivenja. A ponekad su ljudi skloni da slušaju reformatorske poruke samo zato što im se osoba svidja koja to propoveda, a ne dolaze do otkrivenja. I kako je to žalostno, da? I wanted to say that sometimes it happens that God chooses a vessel which is not maybe so that we would desire to listen to this person because of some outlook or some outlet of the person, and then we avoid to listen to the sermons of this ministry. And we just miss the revelation which is coming to the ministry of this man. But if we really seek for revelation, God will lead us back even to this person, and we will confess that it was God's voice, and we will do all these things which this person was preaching, even we didn't like it in the first. But sometimes people are prone to listen to some reformers just because they can explain it nice, and we like how they look like, and other things. And it's a pity that people are missing the real revelation about things. Tako ne bih htio da dodajem ništa puno. Ja mislim da ono što je brat Jonathan rekao, ako bi samo to iz našeg uma dozvolio da uđe u naše srce, onda bi Bog učinio veliku stvar za nas. I mnoge stvari bi išli mnogo, mnogo lakše u našem životu, i mislim da će imati mnogo više uspeha. Amen. So I don't want to add anything to this. Brother Jonathan has really done a good job, and if he would only let these things which we heard in our mind to drop down into our hearts, God would do a great thing in our life, and many things would happen much easier with God in our lives. So let's sing a song we missed a couple of services ago. Father, let the fire fall to make a real revelation in our hearts. Ajde da pevamo jednu pesmu koju smo propustili na nekoj službi prethodno. Oče, spusti vatru sad da bi ove stvari postale realnost u našem životu. Amen.
Oče, spusti vatru sad, spali srcu grijeha trak. Spusti vatru sad, spusti vatru sad, pejte Gospu vatru sad. Oče, spusti vatru sad, spali srcu grijeha trak. Spusti vatru sad, spusti vatru sad, pejte Gospu vatru sad. Vatru, 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 vatru v srce. Vatru, 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 vatru v srce. Baš kao nada Pentekost, jezik plameni. Kao na dan Pentekost, jezik plameni. Oče, spusti vatru sad, spali srcu grijeha trak. Spusti vatru sad, spusti vatru sad, pejte Gospu vatru sad. Vatru! Vatru, 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 vatru u srce. Vatru.
vatra Božja u naše srce, nema više traga u našim srcima da sledimo bilo kakve stvari ovog sveta ili greha. Once the fire of God fails into our heart and destroys the trail for the sin, we will never go back and do things of the world and many, many other things the reformers are dealing with. Amen? Aleluja. Mislim da se nismo pomolili, mogli bi sa molitvom da raspustimo skupa, ako se slažete. I think we didn't pray, so we can, with the prayer, dismiss this meeting. Svemogući Bože, želimo Ti zahvaliti, Bože, na kraju ove službe, za Tvoju reč, Bože, i za ovu divnu inspiraciju, Bože, koju si dao našem bratu, Gospode, i hvala Ti, Oče, za njegovu revnost, za njegov trud, Bože, za ono, Gospode, što on čini, Bože, ja sam Ti zahvalan, Bože, što želiš još više da ga upotrebiš, Bože, ja se molim da ojačaš i njegovo telo, Bože, njegov duh, Bože, da nastavi, Gospode, da bude u Tvojim rukama jedno veliko oruđe, Gospode, moćan alat, Bože, koji ćeš upotrebiti, Bože, da donese, Bože, više nego reformaciju, nego jednu pravu obnovu, Bože, u mnoga ljudska srca, kao što on već učinio, Bože, u svojoj službi, Bože, blagoslovi našeg brata, Bože, i ja se molim za njega, Bože, ja znam da on treba Tvoju snagu, Bože, u svom telu i u svom duhu, Bože. I mi smo Ti zahvalni, Bože, zbog svega što smo čuli, Bože, i ja Te molim, Bože, da sve ljude koji su ovdje, Oče, da ih blagosloviš, Bože, braću i sestre, Bože, i želimo iskoristiti, Bože, ovo vreme, Bože, koje još imamo, da crpimo, Bože, svu silu, svu snagu, Bože, da bi mogli da se setimo, Bože, zaista, Bože, Ti si nam govorio duž putu i naša srca su gorela, Bože. Mi smo Ti zahvalni za svaku poruku koju si dao, Bože, na ovom kampu, Bože, i želimo, Bože, ići do kraja, Bože, sa svime što ima za nas, Oče, da kada se vratimo, Bože, možemo hodati kao Ilija, Bože, kada je jeo anđelsku hranu, Bože, 40 dana, Bože, bez hrane, bez ičega, Bože, on je mogao hodati u novoj snazi, Oče. Neka bi hodali, Bože, do samog uznesenja, Bože, sa takvom inspiracijom, Bože, da zaista možemo reći, Gospode, nešto se desilo, Bože, na ovom mestu, Bože. Anđelska hrana je sišla dole, Bože, i ojačala nas, Bože, i našeg duhovnog čovjeka, Bože. To je moja molitva za sve nas, Oče, i neka bi Tvoj blagoslov bio nad svime što ćemo dalje raditi. Neka sve, Bože, što je čisto i sveto, Bože, bude u našim razgovorima, Bože. Neka naši razgovori, Bože, i sve što, Bože, budemo raditi, donese slavu Tebi i Tvom imenu, Oče. Mi Isusa Hrista Te molimo. Amen. Amen. Skup je završen, možemo se pozdraviti i razlaziti. Ja dismisiti.